I would like to welcome Satin Caroline Anderson to our Kiribati Language Program on Radio 104.6 Planet FM. Thank you for making the time to come to the studio. It is very good that we are going now to talk about your trip to Kiribati. We understand that you have gone to Kiribati for a business trip, so I will give you the opportunity first of all to introduce yourself, and then to talk about the business and the trip to Kiribati. So I'll give you the time. So welcome again.
Māori to you and to your workers here and to all your community out there. Kia ora mai tātou katoa. Yes, I'm Caroline Anderson, and I've been working in Kiribati for most of the year. I work in a program in New Zealand Police called the 3P program, and it's been funded by the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. My work that I do in the community back here in Aotearoa is community policing work, so I work here with the Māori community, and over in the islands I work alongside your Kiribati police, the community police in Kiribati. And what we do is we help them to engage in the community with different organisations, government organisations, non-government organisations, to hopefully get some influence from a community perspective.
Well, thank you for that. And why Kiribati this time?
Through the program, there's actually been five Pacific islands that have been identified. We have a responsibility through our government to provide some support to many islands in the Pacific, and Kiribati is just one of those.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what are some of the main highlights, or what are some of the key elements of the program?
So one of the things that we've been asked to support the Kiribati police with is engagement. So for us, it's been about identifying in your local government where our community police might be able to sit on different boards and have an influence from a community perspective and a police perspective. Over in Kiribati, you have... particularly in Tarawa, you have two local bodies. You have TUC and you have BTC.
Yeah.
And within those council groups, they operate very similar to some of our council groups over here. So it's about seeing if your community officers over there can sit within those groups to have an influence for your people.
Oh, absolutely. And so do you want to mention what are some of the expected outcomes?
So we have what we call targets, and all they are is different objectives that we go into Kiribati with. We didn't just go into Kiribati and make up our own mind as to what we think your community might need, but what happened is some of our police managers from New Zealand went over and sat with your government, sat with your management and police, and asked them first what they wanted within their community. And one of the things they wanted was to look at community engagement. So the targets that we have for this year is, one, to provide an avenue for your police within council. And the other one is to run an initiative alongside your police and your non-government organisations that will be working towards awareness around what police actually do in your community.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is providing an awareness campaign around something that is within the needs of your community. And so one of the needs of your community that's been highlighted to us is around the Coban.
Okay.
Obviously the drug that your youngsters are using over there.
Yeah.
And just recently you had a new enactment, the Tobacco Act, that came out, and it was only just signed off at the beginning of the year. And within that act, it talks about restrictions around Coban. So I go back in there on the 15th of November, and we are going to have an awareness campaign around Coban and how the police can facilitate some of the safety around that within the community, and what they can do to work with community and youth to reduce the use of Coban within the community.
Okay, that's very exciting. Now, what is the Kiribati Police take on this when you have a discussion with them, and who is going to fund those activities?
Okay, so the Kiribati Police are very supportive of us, I have to say. You know, for us it's been about creating a relationship first and foremost, but you know, we've only been in there a year and already we've been asked to lead sporting events for the Kiribati Police. We've been asked to go with them to different events to support them, and that's part of the work that we do, only part of the work. But through doing those things, you know, we now are working together more closely, and they now understand what we're trying to do to support them.
Okay.
So the funding that you're talking about, in Kiribati, things run a little bit differently when it comes to policing, and in Kiribati, police can actually apply for funding themselves and actually hold that money within the police. At the moment, through community policing, the community policing inspector has applied to an organisation, a non-government organisation, and has been able to secure something like $40,000 for the next year. That money goes back into providing awareness campaigns within the community.
Awesome. Now, you want to share some of your experiences in Kiribati, especially what are the best part of the trip, what are the bad experiences? You want to share your experiences to our listeners, please.
The best part is the food.
Okay, yeah, so tell me about
it. The best part is the fish, the rice. That is the best part. We do not get the fish that you have got in our country.
Mm-hmm.
You have a similar fish to snapper. Well, we have snapper in New Zealand. You guys have a white snapper. I tell you, I've never tasted anything like it. It's the sweetest fish I've ever tasted. It's like eating lollies.
Yeah.
So for me, the kai is the best part. But you have some beautiful people in your country. I met up with a couple of nuns who work near the airport.
Okay.
And they do some beautiful work down there. And this nun came to me and she said, I've got a story for you. You need to listen to this story.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that one day she was looking after a group of boys. They were all about nine. And they said to her, we're going to run out across the airport, you know, the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, oh, no, I don't think you should do that. You might get into trouble. You can't do that. So these boys, being boys, just decided they were going to do it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
There was probably about five of them,
yeah,
and they all took off across the runway. Four of them decided, nah, this isn't for me, and they turned around and walked back, and the other boy kept going.
Yeah.
Anyway, a plane came, and he ran across the other side, and the police were called, the police turned up, and this boy basically went bush for 2 days because he was so frightened. He saw the police and he went. Anyway, when he came back, he was talking to the nun, and the nun said, you shouldn't have done that. You know, you shouldn't have done that. The plane could have crashed into us. You could have killed all the people on the plane.
Mm.
You know, the police are looking for you, but they just want to talk to you. They want to have a talk with you and your family.
Yeah.
So she facilitated a meeting with the police, and everything was worked out. In that meeting, this boy said, I don't think there was anything wrong with it.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was running across the runway, I looked up and I looked at the pilot and he was waving at me saying hello.
So what does that mean?
So the pilot wasn't waving at him to say hello. The pilot was waving, get out of the way, get out of the way.
He wasn't waving though. He was telling him to get off the runway.
So in the boy's own mind, he thought it was okay, you know, the pilot saying hello.
Yeah.
But there's a certain amount of danger in that for the whole community. But that nun was a beautiful woman, and she saw the essence of that boy.
Mm.
And for her, it was about supporting that boy,
yeah,
you know, and making sure that the police knew to support that boy too.
Mm.
not to tell him all.
Yeah.
So that was a beautiful story for me.
Well, thank you for your time. And I would like to ask you, where next from here? Where to from here? Because I understand you'll be going back to visit Kiribati on the 15th of November. Is that right?
Yeah.
So where? What level? What next level to go to from there?
So now... Now we go back on the 15th and we actually run the campaign around Coburn in the community.
Mm-hmm.
So when we go back, we have Red Cross and we have Kefa who are working with us.
Yeah.
We have MESA who are working with us.
Yeah.
And we have the Women's Division who are going to be working with us too. So it's about re-engaging with them, making sure that everybody is on the right page and going into the community and running that campaign.
Oh, that's very exciting. We look forward to having you on our next show when you come back from Kiribati and hoping that you will come back and share more stories to our listeners.
Kia ora.
Yeah, and thank you so much for your time. And that is, of course, Sachin Caroline Anderson from the Anderson Police Division. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to having you again.
Kia ora matata katoa.
Yeah, support.